I'm part of the growing demographic trend called the sandwich generation, a term coined by a social worker in the early 1980s. In the sandwich generation, couples, or sometimes single parents in their 30s, 40s, or 50s, are still caring for their children at home, but at the same time, their own parents are beginning to age and need their help. This is a growing trend in our culture for at least three reasons. First, with improved health care, people are living longer and longer, but they aren't always living well after retirement. More and more older people find themselves in a position where they have to ask for assistance, usually from their children. Second, many women like me have delayed having children, so we still have children to care for at the same time that our parents are beginning to need our help, including, often, financial support. And finally, although our children may already be adults, they're trying to make their way in a world where it's getting harder and harder to establish financial independence. As a result, they may rely on us for much longer than children in earlier generations did, sometimes even moving back home after college or after they've been working a while. So having responsibilities for both generations places a heavy burden, both financially and emotionally, on people like me in the sandwich generation. In the U.S., nearly half of all adults have a parent over 65 at the same time they're raising a family or supporting children who are making the transition into adulthood. Some of us are already juggling childcare with a full-time job, and then we find out we need to take on additional responsibilities for our aging parents. These responsibilities can range from helping them to do everyday tasks to assisting them with their medical care. It's really tough. The more I try to manage the situation, the more stress I feel. For a long time, I felt angry, and then I felt guilty. Experts advise that caregivers in the sandwich generation like me need to look after ourselves, too. I've recently found a lot of help and advice on websites and with support groups. They've really helped me to manage during these difficult years.